healthy life.
Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life and no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to pull us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
Saturday night, people. Baldwin McCullough Live Radio. I'm Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough.
Hey, look who's back.
And the two of us are an actor and...
And whatever Baldwin is.
Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum.
Keep the day job, son.
Actually, you're the best actor of your family.
No, I don't know about that.
No, almost everyone I talk to says that is, in fact, the case.
Almost.
Yeah, Alec being the only one I've ever talked to that disagreed. Why are you telling me to move along? I think this is a very good spot to just camp out on right here.
Yeah?
Now, actually, except for the Jesus thing, you would have been very... profitable in the Hollywood industry and stuff.
Well,
but that Jesus thing, you know.
The Jesus thing is actually in the name of Jesus and for the glory of Jesus is going to be even more profitable than I've ever been profitable in my past.
Well, at least that'll be the case.
I'm naming it and I'm claiming it.
That'll at least be the case once you're no longer breathing in this life.
Who's like a name and claiming preacher guy?
Who cares? Did you just catch what I said?
No.
Once this life is done, that will definitely be true.
Hey, very important announcement.
Yes?
Happy birthday, Bret Michaels and Dee Snider, people. Yesterday, those two fantastic all-star celebrity apprentice folks, members of the cast, which tomorrow night, all I can say, listen, everybody keeps asking me, Steven, you're on All-Star Celebrity Apprentice. What's the Trumpster like? What's this? Who won? Who's going to be fired?
Just shut up already. Just watch the television show.
I thought you were talking to me. Sorry.
No, no, not you. Talking to the people asking you all those questions.
I'm like a dog, you know.
Like, leave them alone.
Kevin just goes, sit, and I just stop talking.
The purpose of airing the series is so that you watch it.
Right.
Like, watch the stupid TV show.
Plus, I signed a $1 million non-disclosure.
Right.
Yeah.
So he can't talk about it. So stop asking.
I mean, I know all the stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the stuff that you guys want to know.
He told me a bunch of it, too.
And all you gals out there that are loving Bret Michaels.
He's gone.
Right.
He was
but
week
I can,
one.
I could tell those gals.
And Dee Snider.
Intimate,
week two.
Sensitive Bret Michaels information. But I won't.
Okay, good.
Happy birthday, Bret Michaels and Dee Snider.
They both have the same birthday?
Yeah, yesterday.
And they both got axed.
I guess what sign are they? You know,
last week's episode, by the way.
Hold on, I got to push the button on my tweet button.
Okay, do that. I'm doing a talk while you do it.
All right.
He's Stephen Baldwin.
I just
Kevin
tweeted.
McCullough.
You should
excuse yourself when you do that.
You're getting good, bro. It's not fair, because I'm like the funny guy, and you're getting funnier, and you're the smart guy, and I'm not getting any smarter.
I've always been this funny.
This isn't good.
So, anyway, Bret Michaels, Dee Snider, they've both been axed.
Yeah.
Trace is still in.
Trace is very much so.
He's still doing good.
He did $675,000.
Combined.
Right. Well, that was the game.
To the fabulous.
The losing team had to give all their money over to the winning team. And
what are they called? Red Cross.
American Red Cross.
Yeah.
And then I forgot who won last week. I will say, though, that you guys had your head handed to you in that competition.
Omarosa won, didn't
you? Omarosa owned your butts. she was like, we're going to do a 3D experience. And Lil Jon, I guess Lil Jon was the one that helped her come up with the three different scenarios. But you had cutouts of yourselves in Disney outfits standing around being dorky.
Hey, for D. Snyder, project manager. That was his choice.
True. So does Busey ever get to be
project manager? And I agreed with that choice.
Yes, you did.
All the way to his firing. But that's just me.
So does Busey ever get to be project manager? Because here's the lovely bride's take on this whole show. She's like, Steven needs to no longer go on this broadcast. She said, I want Steven on Dancing with the Stars. That's a respectable show.
But I'm pigeon-toed, bow-legged, and flat-footed.
Yeah, but
why would your wife want me to?
No, she's like,
succumb to that torture.
She's like, seriously, Apprentice All-Stars this year is like the cliff of insanity into the crazy.
Yeah,
weirdos.
It's also the highest-rated program on.
No, it's not. The Bible kicked your fanny in week one, like you've never seen it.
On NBC.
On NBC. Wow, I'm glad it's the biggest thing on NBC.
And I think the first night and the second night, I think in the proper demos, 18 to 35, we even beat the Bible.
No, you didn't.
I think so.
You got your head handed to you. No, you're wrong.
So.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
But I know that in week one, you got toasted.
So when D got fired, I tweeted immediately after that, I'm not gonna take it. No, I'm not gonna take it. I'm not gonna take it anymore.
Jackie
votes. People tweeted back at me like, dude, that's so cold.
Yeah, it is. It's a little mean.
I was just kidding. Yeah. I love D.
So what are they gonna tweet when you get canned?
If I get canned.
I could be
sitting across.
I bet you get canned.
From the All-Star Champion.
I bet you get canned.
Could be. Could be.
By the way, Jackie
Stranger
has voted.
Things have happened.
Jackie's voted. She wants you on Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, Jackie.
Ivan?
That'd be fun.
Dr. Jamaica? Most definitely.
Wow, it's unanimous.
Yeah, see? And started with the lovely bride.
All right.
And you know how intense she is about this.
Let me just call those folks over at Dancing with the Stars and tell them to book me immediately.
She thinks that the problem with All-Stars this time is that, aside from Trace, it's just the school of the weird.
Perfect.
Yeah, but she thinks you're hurting my reputation in being on that show.
Oh, now the truth comes out. See, here it is.
That's what she's concerned about.
See, I didn't see, not all star Celebrity Apprentice could be negatively impacting your future, Kevin McCullough.
That's what she's worried about.
Oh, thanks, lovely bride.
Yeah, well,
love you
got
too.
Tons to worry about now.
Yeah, I understand. Yeah. Hey, listen, the element of the weird in reality television. I mean, you know what the number one show is in all of reality right now? Who knows?
Dancing with the Stars.
No.
Yeah. It pretty much is.
What?
What? Honey Boo Blé?
Honey Boo Boo.
Honey Boo Boo.
Who knows? Ivan? Jackie?
Come on. We're wasting a lot of time here.
Duck Dynasty is the
considered
number
reality?
One. I should hope so, Kevin.
That's not live performance, but okay.
Duck Dynasty
yeah.
is the highest rated reality show on reality television.
So you want to go make duck calls?
I might. I might grow one of those ZZ Top beards and go hang out with those boys.
Well,
come on, David.
Then Twisted Sister would be there.
Go get us a duck.
Hey, before we get to our first break, I just want to put this up on the screen so you can have a tasty example of what this is. But I found the consummate dish that I want to now eat.
What is wrong with you?
It's called a bako.
So sick.
Now, this came out
this
last week.
What is that?
It is a taco.
Yeah.
Put into the shell.
Has it got Doritos in it?
No.
Okay.
It's put into a shell that's made out of bacon.
Wow.
And it's now at a baseball. Where is this? The West Michigan Whitecaps. Okay, West Michigan, you are the coolest minor league team I have ever heard of.
Yeah.
Because you're serving bakos at your baseball stadium.
Yeah!
As you see that? It's a taco
looks
shell.
Looks disgusting.
It's made, the taco shell's made exclusively out of bacon.
Slap then, a little hot sauce on that bad boy.
I'm telling you. Then you got the meat and the lettuce and the tomatoes, cheese, salsa.
No, but read what it says there. Perhaps trying to top the peanut butter and jelly jalapeno bacon. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Oh.
The fans voted the Baco under the stadium menu over a corn dog covered cheese and duck bacon. What?
What?
And something called the Rascal Chow, whatever that is.
Only in America, people.
Only in West Michigan.
Baco.
The Whitecaps. See, I want to go see a minor league game in the stadium just to eat that.
Where are they? In Michigan?
West Michigan.
Let's go.
So if there's someone listening from the West Michigan region, you know, in Grand Rapids.
Yeah, we need a Baco expert. 888-34-
How do we get invited to come do the show for the Whitecaps one night before we go? Anyway, how much time do we have? You're giving me...
Like,
oh, we're
seconds.
Under 30 now. We're at 10. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
888-340-3373.
I'm back from Israel. I can barely keep time.
Is that right? 888-340-3373.
He's Baldwin. I'm McCullough.
Give us a call if you wanna, if you know what a Baco's taste like.
What do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson's First Steps to Wealth is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Every Saturday night from 9 to 11 Eastern, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're grateful that you're with us. Thank you for those of you that have told your friends and are now joining us on Sirius XM tonight. The phone line open, 888-340-3373. I want to say thanks to Tim Grover, who sent us the picture of the Baco. The only message he left in the email was, "Let freedom ring." Because I don't think Mayor Bloomberg here in New York would be down with the Baco.
Yeah.
I think he'd find some way to try to ban it. Although the judge slapped him down on the whole soda thing, which was kind of cool. That was kind of sweet.
We could, like, kind of Photoshop a Baco image with the mayor's face melted into it or something, like cheesy, and call it a...
Did you even start thinking before you said any of this?
Okay. And we can call it a Bachberg. Get it?
A Bachoberg.
Mayor
Bachoberg.
A Bloom Co. No?
Moving right along. He's Stephen Baldwin. I'm Kevin McCullough.
We're silly.
There we are.
We're just silly tonight.
Well, you know what it is. For me, it's I still don't know what continent I'm on.
Yeah.
Like the jet lag, it's really weird. Like the first night I got back from Israel, I thought, okay, I got back 7 in the morning. I'll stay up all day. Go to bed tonight. Fell asleep about 10:30. Woke up the next morning. Thought I was totally okay. Thought I was completely back on New York time. No. 6:30 in the evening comes.
You got back on Wednesday.
I got back Thursday morning, 7 a.m.
Right.
And I just went through my day like normal.
And as usual, because you were gone so long, there was all kinds of unanswered questions that I had. And I couldn't make my schedule about this, so my wife says, "Well, just call him. I know he just got off a plane, but just..." I said, "Honey, I'm not calling Kevin on the same day that he just landed at 7 a.m. from Israel. I'm not doing it."
Yeah.
I waited till the next day.
You did.
And then
you were very kind.
Bombarded you with all kinds of my usual nonsensical questions.
Which weren't all that nonsensical.
Right.
So that tells you just exactly how exhausted I was.
They made sense? Yeah! I love that.
So anyway, so thank you for being here. 888-340-3373. But I had a great time at Israel, by the way. It's if I would live anywhere else on the planet besides America as my national home, Israel would be the bomb. It would be where I'd want to be. You find that hard to believe?
Israel.
Yeah.
I think you're still jet lagged.
Nope.
But that's just me.
Their economy's better. They have more entrepreneurs doing more startup businesses.
But they have, like, a lot of cheese in their food.
No.
No?
They eat very little cheese, actually.
No?
It's part of the whole Judaism.
Have I
Judaism
once again
thing.
Opened my mouth before I thought about it? Oh, that's Greece. I'm getting confused.
Yeah, and that's only salty cheese.
Right.
It's feta, which I had a fair amount of in Jerusalem as well.
Now, hold on a minute.
Only with vegetables, though, not with meat.
How can you have cheese in Israel if they don't have cheese in Israel?
They don't have an overabundant... You were like, they have cheese in all their food. They really don't.
Do that again.
You have cheese in all their food. Trace Atkins says there's cheese in their food.
That was great. You were like, they have cheese in all their food. That was weird.
I wasn't imitating Don Imus.
Okay.
By the way, how does the Heavy 100 came out this last week from Talkers Magazine. He was ranked number 35.
Yeah.
How does someone who can't utter a complete sentence get ranked 35?
I love
35
him.
And,
He's nuts.
What'd you say?
What I said was, I don't get how he's a Cowboys kind of. Where's he from?
I know a guy that actually works on his sound crew, engineers his audio.
Yeah.
I'm like, Sam, there's got to be something you can do, some filter you can put in there that translates whatever it is that he's saying into English.
Hey, Thomason, morning.
Apparently, there's no filtering, Thomas.
I just, you know, he's on big stations, I guess, somewhere in the country. But
now,
Alabaco, thank you.
Some gal is tweeting at me, and I don't know what she's talking about.
What did she say?
Well, she said to me, Stephen, what's the last name for, We'll take a listen for a bit, and then she said her name. And I don't know what she's, what does the last name mean? And then she says, okay, got the last name thing now. Don't need anything recent. I have no idea what this gal's talking about.
Right. And why did you decide to put that on the air?
I don't know. Just because I'm
confused.
You just
start doing it without thinking again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Noticing a pattern in the show tonight?
You jet lagged?
Everything from that half of the table, completely unintentional.
Kevin, I'd like to do something nice for you.
Unthoughtful, yes.
And I'd like to go outside in the next break and prepare you a nice cheese sandwich. What type of cheese would you like?
Anyway, I'm back from Israel. The world's falling apart because Baldwin's... Like, you actually did do the show all by yourself last week, right?
And Ivan, how brilliant was I last week?
Yeah, he didn't say brilliant. He said he was good.
He threw the whole thing away. He was like, it was good.
See...
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah, you had to be better than Don Imus.
I might have been. I could have been better than Don.
And then who at Fox thought that would be interesting television? I don't even think it's interesting radio.
Well, he's kind
of. But then you're like, okay, let's put the man who mumbles on TV. All you see is a little cowboy hat just like hanging off to one side.
He's creepy.
I don't know that he's creepy. He's 185 years old.
Dude, you're jet lagged.
No, I'm not. I'm fine. I'm totally fine.
I'm upset with you, Ivan.
Anybody ordering a Baco yet?
Yeah, we need somebody to call us. 888-340-3373.
And until they do, I'm going to do my...
340-3373.
Until they do, I'm going to do my Alec Baldwin impersonation doing talk radio. Do we have a caller? Is there a caller there? What would it be like if Alec Baldwin and Don Imus did a radio show?
Are you guys seeing this?
Alec?
He's jet lagged, dude. He's loopy right
Don,
now.
Don, do we have a caller?
I love
it.
Jackie!
I'm 28 on the East Coast, 628 in California. Do you believe in miracles? It's a miracle we're going to finish this radio show
tonight. I was just
going
to say that. Dead seriously.
Yes, I believe a miracle happens every morning. Somebody somewhere understands what Don Imus is saying.
I love Don Imus.
He's a perfectly nice guy.
He's funny.
Except for the Rutgers basketball team, probably doesn't feel that way. But I think they forgave him, actually.
Yeah, this is weird. This is the second time in 90 seconds you said what I was just about to say.
Wow, that's our first interview, man. That's really disturbing. I think for the rest of the night, we should talk like Don Imus. No. We want people to continue to listen. Anyway, he's Baldwin, I'm McCullough. Do you believe in miracles? Have you seen that show that Kick Stevens shows Fanny on the opening week, The Bible? Well, we've got something to talk about with that when we come back.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker?
Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches. In March, buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar-powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanix.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
986.
You look terrible, Don Imus.
Baldwin McKellar Live. The number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
And Alec, don't be too mad at me for imitating you. I also, jacked on Fox during that last segment, too. So I was an equal opportunity mocker.
Right.
Yeah. Especially the Don Imus show.
And it's all such a miracle. Speaking of miracles.
Pass another Baco, please. The bacon-crusted taco.
Speaking of miracles.
Speaking of miracles. Now, this is actually a very interesting thing. Okay, so my jet lag has kicked in. He's Stephen Baldwin, by the way. I'm Kevin McCullough. And I'm awake at like 3:30 this morning. But, the lovely bride is so cute. She's at this stage in our life together now with, two ankle biters who are vomiting and, pottying everywhere except where they're supposed to. And just, running herself ragged. She doesn't find it humorous that I find humor in these things.
Yeah.
It's odd how that works.
Yeah. It's a miracle.
I'm laying there at 3:30. It is a miracle. I'm laying there at 3:30 this morning, and I'm reading the stories, and I run across this thing from Entertainment Weekly, and I think it was from yesterday. Grady Smith penned it. if not, it was a couple of days before that. But the headline says this. Mark Burnett says weird things happened on the Bible set.
Right.
When I saw weird things happened, I assumed they were talking about Celebrity Apprentice, because he also produces that. And then I saw, it's on the Bible show. Okay. So, by the way, have you seen any of the... I've seen 10 seconds of one of the...
I've seen the first two episodes.
Okay. I need to catch up, because I'm 2 weeks behind. But evidently, when Burnett was going out and showing the highlights, before they put it on TV, he wanted to get Christian people, the focus on the family types out there, all excited about this, so they could tune in on that first night and kick the fanny of Celebrity Apprentice, which they did.
Mm-hmm.
They just kicked it all over. But how does he lose?
Right.
He does Bible and Apprentice, and it's all Burnett. So
he does good and evil. Covers all the bases.
Or the Bible and Trump. I guess there's not a lot of difference.
Oops. I don't want to get nobody in trouble now.
What would it be like if Trace Adkins and Don Imus did a radio show?
You're sick.
Hey, good morning. It's Trace Adkins. Here, with the news, Trace Adkins. Yep, that's back to you, Don.
Could you please move on?
So, Burnett's out there talking about these three things that happened on the set when they were producing the Bible. Line two, Joe, let's go to a caller real quick. Hey, Joe, calling from Orlando, Florida. Hi, welcome.
This is my first time listening to you on the air, and I'm going to be a regular listener.
How come?
From now on.
How come?
Well, because I've read a lot about Stephen Baldwin, I guess, and I really respect him and just have an empathy for his life and a great respect for him.
And, fantastic. I thought you were going to say something like the show was really funny or something, but you just have deep appreciation for Stephen. So,
well, I just met you tonight, to be honest with you, but I'm going to get to know you because I'm going to be listening all the time.
Cool.
Well, thanks, Joe.
Joe, that's the nicest
God
call we've had
you.
All night. Thank you so much. All right, there he goes. See, like it when that
Jackie. Can I fire Jackie, or only you fire people?
No, I can. No, actually,
you're the only
Ivan,
Trumpster here.
No. Ivan is the boss now of this little thing here.
Ivan can fire me.
Yeah, he can fire you.
No kidding.
That's why I would say.
You made your phone.
Yeah, I'd fork it over, buddy. Anyway, so back to the topic. This show called The Bible. Did you see it? 888-340-3373. Mark Burnett, the producer's out there going. Hey, we had some weird things happen on the set. Now, for instance, this one. They're filming this scene of Jesus and Nicodemus.
Mm-hmm.
When Nicodemus comes to Jesus in the night, and it's not a very still night, or it is a still night, not a breath of wind. We're on the edge of the Sahara Desert in a palm grove in the oasis. Jesus says, the Holy Spirit is like the wind. And at that moment, when they're shooting this scene for the Bible, at that very moment, when he says those words, the Holy Spirit is like a wind. At that very moment, a wind, according to Mark Burnett, like a 747 was taking off, blew everybody's hair, almost blew the set over and sustained for 20 seconds across the desert. And the actors didn't break. They just kept going and everything stopped. Everyone just looked at everyone like, what just happened? Is that a miracle? Was that a miracle? Mark Burnett's saying, pretty wild. We were talking about the Holy Spirit being a wind, and this wind just came up and just blew everything over. There's two others I'll tell you about. But I want to know, do you think miracles happen You think that was a miracle? 888-340-337.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Is there such a thing as gluten-free emergency kits?
Yes. And for celiacs, there is no other than glutenfreeemergencykits.com. If you or a loved one has celiac disease, you need a gluten-free emergency kit to survive. Our kits are natural, non-GMO, low-sodium, low-cholesterol, soy-free, contain no artificial colors or MSG, and carry the Celiac Spruce Seal of Approval. Now get our March Grab-and-Go Bucket Special for only $29.99 at glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Glutenfreeemergencykits.com. Better foods, better living.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members opposed. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than a dollar a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America. 13.It's
Baldwin McCullough live from New York. Thank you for being here. Hey, while claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that most of their members opposed. Why did they do that? Well, because they got about $1 billion for Obamacare out of the taxpayers. That's why. So many people felt offended by that, felt they had no alternative, felt they needed somewhere to turn to because they used to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, Medicare supplements. Well, I want to introduce you to the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC is what they're called for short, and they offer United Voice information, advocacy, discounts, benefits, insurance, and travel, all for less than a dollar a month. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. AMAC is better, better for you, better for America. That's AMAC.us. All right, we're talking miracles on Baldwin McCullough. And on the set of The Bible, this big hit television show that's on cable somewhere, I think it airs on a couple of networks, actually.
History
is one of them. And then I think it airs on another one for the second showing in the evening. But anyway, and their opening night, they had 13.1 million households tuned in. I mean, that's a pretty big number for a cable channel. But Mark Burnett's the producer. He does Survivor, Apprentice. What's some of the other things he's done? Fear Factor. Did he do Fear Factor? Anyway,
Shark Tank.
Okay.
Smarter Than a Fifth Grader or something?
Yeah.
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? So, anyway, he's done a lot of, he's kind of the brand when it comes to reality television, but this was a dramatic interpretation of the Bible. And so, he's telling these stories about what happened on the set. And, you know, I was just in Israel last week, Stephen, and everybody was talking about miracles, especially all my Jewish friends. They were like, we as the Jewish people, we believe that you need to look for the miracle and you will see the miracle and you will find the miracle, like, if you look for it every day. And they would say it's a miracle that, you know, Israel is still here when all of our enemies hate us, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, but their miracles are something that they're very focused on. I don't think we are in the West. Another story that Burnett told was about how they have hundreds of craftsmen working on making costumes for the thing. And every time at the end of the day, the costumes got to be taken away to be maintained. So when we're doing the baptism scenes, it's completely immersed in water. During it, a portion of the costume came away from whoever this actor was. We shot this in a giant reservoir on the edge of the Sahara Desert, so we figure we're never going to find this again. It's really bad. Every time you lose something, you've got 5 months ahead, and you can't replicate these costumes. 4 days later, out of the blue, a kid shows up from many, many, many miles away who had been looking for them, returned through the desert. He didn't know what it was, but he thought he should seek them out. He had found the piece of the costume that had come off in the baptism scene.
Miles away.
And returned it.
Is that a miracle?
Is it a miracle? Do miracles take place? 888-340-3373. Have you seen a miracle? Have you, would you know what a miracle looked like? Do you think it's, when people say, that was a miracle that happened, is that really what you would attribute it to? Or do you think that miracles are just things that have other explanations to them? 888-340-3373. I'm really interested in this. And maybe you've seen the show The Bible. You know, your thoughts on that as well. 888-340-3373. But are these miracles? One last one. Burnett had a snake wrangler on the set for The Bible. He said, I mean, we've got a couple of hundred people shooting, and we can't afford to have people getting bitten by snakes. I'm sure that the actors were all very grateful for this guy. Every day the guy would find a snake, maybe two snakes, take them out, remove them. On the day of the crucifixion scene, a lot of people prayed. The cross was a huge thing. They prayed for safety. Imagine if this cross fell. The actor playing Jesus could be killed or very badly injured. So the snake man came to work that day. He'd gotten there early on the mountain playing Golgotha. And the bag of snakes he was carrying was the biggest bag I'd ever seen. He came to my wife and said, Ms. Roma, there were 48 snakes. He'd found 48 cobras and vipers hidden in the rocks around the cross.
On the day of the crucifixion.
On the day that they were filming the crucifixion
Is
scene.
That a miracle?
That he found them all and got them out of there.
And that there were that many on that day.
It is kind of interesting.
Creepy.
What do you think of these three stories? Do they fit the miracle category for you, Stephen Baldwin?
Something like, I think they fit the supernatural category.
Well, what is a miracle?
That could be considered a supernatural event, sure. I think that maybe the wind, the first example of the wind, that maybe in the supernatural God, Jesus, the Holy Spirit, allowing that surge of wind to occur right in the moment of the storytelling process.
That's kind of interesting.
Between Jesus and Nicodemus, and when Jesus says the line, the Holy Spirit is like the wind, and all of a sudden the wind starts blowing like a 747 jet engine. That I think, is a miracle.
888-340-3373. Do you think these things were miracles? Do you believe that miracles happen? Do miracles have a place in modern-day life? Or is it just a bunch of phony baloney that religious people talk about? 888-340-3373. Okay, here's what Webster's Dictionary calls a miracle. This is the kind of stuff you normally do. You normally look up in the dictionary.
You're learning from me, Kevin.
Yes, I guess so. Man, I must really be jet-lagged. An extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs.
Yeah, an extraordinary.
Extraordinary event or extraordinary event manifesting divine intervention in human affairs. Number two, an extremely outstanding or unusual event, thing or accomplishment. And then there's a third definition that I guess applies just to the Christian Science among us. Go, Tom Cruise. A divinely natural phenomenon experienced humanly as the fulfillment of spiritual law. 888-340-3373. Were these extraordinary events that were manifesting divine intervention in human affairs? Were they outstanding or unusual events or things or accomplishments? Do you ever see or have you ever had a miracle take place in your life? We have a miracle on staff here at Extreme Media.
Oh, go on.
No, I'm serious.
But you don't have to. You say enough nice things about me. Go ahead.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry, and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without, with big survival buck savings. Our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part, buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
www.mpsexpo.com.
And while you're at the MPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
For America.
So, do miracles happen? Do they happen in your life? Have you ever seen something that you would classify as being a miracle? I'm curious. Mark Burnett, the producer of the Bible series, and that other also-ran TV that's running on Sunday nights this spring, The Celebrity Apprentice, yeah, he's producing that as well, has half the ratings of the Bible. Maybe a fourth of the ratings.
A third.
It's just dropping off precipitously. Well, you lost Bret Michaels and Dee Snider, and at least one of those is a very attractive person. I'm not saying which, but you really have like the funny farm left on Apprentice, so I don't
Kevin's
know.
Kevin's not going to take it. No, he's not going to take it.
But Mark Burnett went all over the country. He was selling the Bible show, and he was saying, hey, you know, we're going to put this on the air. And then he's telling all these stories of how these things happened that were kind of unexplainable. Jesus says the Holy Spirit will come like a wind and for 20 seconds. And the characters stayed in character, and they got the cut on tape. And evidently it was like a really good additional emphasis for the scene. Is that a miracle? Let's talk to Danny, Line 1, Orlando. Danny is joining us on Baldwin McCullough Live. Hi, Danny.
How are you doing, guys?
Doing well.
Well, like, me and my wife watched it, the first couple of episodes, and, you know, we're Catholic and we do go to church and stuff, but she went out and got a Bible and everything after we've seen the first couple of episodes. So I think divine intervention is taking place, what happened out in the desert.
That's well, so then, in other words, even by the example you just gave, which is in your heart and mind, is it a miracle that your wife now has gone out to get the Bible as a result of the program?
I don't know if it's a miracle, but she's very interested in the stories, and it just, you know, intrigued us more of just going to church and listening to the preacher,
sure.
You know.
Okay.
Well, I'm sure Mark Burnett and Roma Downey would be blessed to hear you say that.
Thanks, Danny. 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Stephen, do you believe that in your life you have seen an actual miracle? Or is it just something you've read about in the Bible or seen about, you know, heard other people talk about? Do you think you've ever witnessed an actual miracle?
Yes.
Okay. When we come back, tell us what that was.
You got it.
But I'm curious because it was really interesting being in Israel the last week. A lot of people wanted to talk about faith even though they didn't want to talk about Christianity. And my Jewish friends that were there kept talking about the great miracles that have happened that they have witnessed firsthand. Mm-hmm. And the Jewish people, who go all the way back to the Old Testament, 5,500 years since, you know, Adam, as they trace it back, they talk about these miracles that happened all the way along. And Christians believe that Jesus did a lot of miracles, but in modern life, it's like if you talk about something being a miracle, you're kind of looked at as like, I don't know, he's kind of got a screw loose. This is Baldwin McCullough.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18 to 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.